I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools, for an update on what's happening in the district. Here's the latest with Superintendent Dan Skews.
It is the last week for both the middle school and high school. Lakeview is on trimesters, so their schedule is a little bit different, but I won't be on the air before we have our parent-teacher conferences, so I wanted to mention those dates for parents to be aware of on November 11th and November 20th. Parent-teacher conferences will be held at both the middle school and high school. The times will be 4 to 6:30 on the 13th for the middle school and 6:30 to 9 for the high school. And then on the 20th, they flip where the high school goes first, and their times are 4 to 6:30 and 6:30 to 9. Lakeview's conferences will be in December, and we'll mention those the next time I'm on the air. But the other thing that I wanted to mention is we started our new entrance to Lakeview School for those who will be attending basketball games this winter, and then concerts and whatnot.
The new entrance?
Yeah, there's a new entrance that'll be on the south side by the major parking lot. Within that entrance project, there's going to be a new concession stand and a bathroom for our elderly people who watch the games. But that project started right after school let out in the 17-18 school year, and that should be wrapping up in the middle of next week. So we're excited for that to open up. Our next school board meeting is the 19th of November, and we're going to have it at Lakeview School so the public can come and see the concession stand before the first varsity basketball game.
Speaking of school board, there's an election coming up that has some school board-related matters there for folks to be aware of in Negaunee as well.
Right, yeah, we're excited for the November 6th election. This is my fifth year as superintendent in the district, and it's the first time where we'll have a change in board members. We'll have two board seats that are expiring at the end of 2018. Those board members will not be rerunning to fill their seats. So we're going to have three community members trying to fill those two. So we have Paul Mino, Todd Saunders, and Pat Thompson will all be running for those two open seats. So we're excited to see the outcome and look forward to working with a couple of new members over the next 6 years. They're 6-year terms, so it's a big commitment for community members to undertake.
And there's another thing I know you're looking at also that has to do with the education, things that are state-funded. Tell me a little bit about this Marshall Plan project.
Exactly. Yeah, we're working with Market Algerisa, Brian Cervello, and Debasano, along with Northern Michigan University, and it's a 17-district UP consortium for the Marshall Plan for Talent that Governor Snyder rolled out. And we applied for two different areas within the Marshall Plan. It's the manufacturing area and cybersecurity. Between the two, we're applying for just under $250,000. So we're keeping our fingers crossed there. It's kind of a fast track because Governor Snyder, of course, will be out of office on December 31st. So I think a lot of that money wants to get filtered out to districts and businesses. So we're looking forward to hear the outcome of that.
In the studio with us today is Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools, joining us for our Tuesday morning superintendent series, where we like to talk about things going on at area school districts. Dan, you've got some successes in athletics that I know you've been proud to see happen, and you want to share that with our listeners this morning.
Exactly. We had a very successful fall with our athletics. Unfortunately, our football team didn't make the playoffs. We ended up 5-4 and were outpointed by the other Class B schools around the state and didn't get a chance to extend our season. But we had other sports within the fall that had a lot of success. Cross country was one. Emily Papour continues her dominance throughout the UP. She was the runner of the year. She's a junior this year, and this is her second year being named the runner of the year in the entire Upper Peninsula. Her and Talon Prusy were named to the All-State team for their finish in the UP finals, which were last weekend in the snow, or 2 weekends ago, I should say now. And then our girls tennis team, the season ended probably 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. But our girls tennis team has had a ton of success over the past 5 years in particular. This year, they went undefeated during the regular season in dual meets and then won all of the tournaments they were in, including their fifth straight UP championship. Abby Nelson, who played number one singles this year for us, was named All-State. Our volleyball team, they start their district tournament tomorrow. They play Gwynn in the district semifinals, and then we get ready for winter sports. And Meet the Miners is scheduled for 2 more weeks, or 3 more weeks, on November 19th. That'll take place in our high school auditorium at 6:30.
Yeah, it's that time of year to start getting ready for winter sports, I suppose.
Exactly.
Speaking of some dates, you have a few other dates there for folks to be aware of as well.
Yep, I just wanted to touch on a couple of band concerts that are coming up that will happen prior to my next interview. The first is tonight, actually. It's a middle school concert that will take place at the high school auditorium. The start time for that is 7 o'clock. And then the halftime stadium show takes place again at the auditorium. That's going to be on November 8th at 7. And what that is Mr. Schmelzer goes through what a game scenario would look like for marching band. Mm-hmm. And he does it indoors where you don't have to worry about the wind and the cold and the sleet and everything else. And that's a kind of a game simulation, and they play songs throughout the game. So that's a kind of a cool project. And I just wanted to mention and congratulate those members of our high school who were nominated chosen for a National Honor Society. That induction ceremony took place last night. That's always a really neat night where the guys are dressed up and nice and shirt and ties, and the girls have nice skirts or dresses on, and it's a great night to be a minor.
A bit more formal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that.
Very professional-looking students up there, and we're proud of their accomplishments throughout their first 3 years of high school.
That's the comments of Negaunee Public Schools Superintendent Dan Skews. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.